Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Basra Ayin Dalid. Baba Basra 74a. Pagination is 147. We continue with the stories of Rabbah Bar Bar Chana as we understand them in the world of Agadah, perhaps the word allegory or a story to illustrate a concept or perhaps a vision of sorts. Stories that Rabbah Bar Bar Chana relates. We're starting from the Gemara about one third of the way up from the bottom. The first word on the line is Bada'in, and then we begin. Omar Li, Rabbah Bar Bar Chana says, my tour guide said to me, Ta Achvilach, come, I will show you, Hecha Danashki Arav Rikia, the place where earth and heaven kiss, the place of interaction between the two. Verikia Ahadadi, with one another. Shakalta Lisiltai, so I took my basket, Esnachta Bikavsa Derikia, and I placed it by this spot, by the window of the heavens. Adamatzlina, after I davened, I prayed. Ba'ise, I sought my basket. I looked for it. I wanted to see what it's up to now. Veloashkachise, and I couldn't find it. Aminalei, so I said to my tour guide, Ikiganvihacha, it seems like there are thieves around here. They took my basket. Amalei, he told me, Hai galgalo derikiyahu dehodar. It's the heavenly sphere, the heavens operating, and that's what's going on. Nitor adlamachar, wait for tomorrow, for a period of time from now, and come hacha umishkachasla, and come back and you'll find your basket. What is being described here? So the Mefarshim say that the concept is a person has a mazel. A person has a certain mission in this world, and they're given a toolbox, so to speak, of talent and resource to succeed at their mission. Sometimes, in an extreme case, the mission is literally to serve Hashem mitoch hadchak, from difficulty. So then part of the toolbox is that they aren't going to become wealthy. That's just not part of their mission. But very often, we have a statement, Ein mazel liYisrael, the Jewish people are not limited by mazel. And that's why we say mazel tov. You should have a good mazel. If a person doesn't have mazel tov, what are you doing? The answer is we could change the person's mazel. That's the famous story with Avraham, who looked at the mazalos. He looked at his astrological sign and said, it indicates that I can't have children. And Hashem said, that bothers you. I could change your mazel. And Hashem changed it. And Avraham, with the extra letter of the hey, you are able to have children. And Hashem's able to do that for us, based on davening and merit. So, Rabbah Bar Bar Chana was presented the place where the earth meets the heavens, meaning that place of interaction that I could try to alter my basket, my bread basket. I could alter what I'm going to receive in sustenance and how easy it's going to be to achieve that. So he put his basket down and it's not there anymore. He davens and he comes back and it's not there. And he says, like, what's going on? And he is told sometimes it takes time. It doesn't happen instantly. It's not like a real mistaken perception is that prayer is like a dictator. I'm telling God what to do. That's not how prayer works. But Hashem could, out of his goodness, out of his kindness, he could intercede in your original assignment and alter it in a way that's beneficial. So that's the concept of the place where heaven and earth kiss. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, there are times, and Moshe, no less a personality than Moshe, wondered, tzaddik v'ralo, why is it that sometimes there's a righteous person and it's bad for him? It appears bad for him. And Hashem, in essence, answered, everybody has a story beyond what the human being can tell. Either there's a prior story, and that story is playing itself now, out now, either as an atonement or whatever, or that's the person's mission, and that mission doesn't get altered. We have an example of that in Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas in the Gemara in Tainis Chaf Hei. Rabbi Yitzchak Kirzner, commented that he was once asked to give a speech on Tzaddik V'Ralo, and they wanted to title it, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People, which is a very catchy phrase. And in essence, he said that he's not comfortable giving such a speech on that title. He said, if you want, you could title it, Why Suffering Happens to Good People. Why Troubled Times Happen to Good People. People have the impression, if I do the right thing, so everything's going to go easy for me. He says, why suffering, that you could do, but you can't say bad things, because how do you know it's bad? Person misses a plane, and it wasn't good for him to be on that flight. Person misses an appointment, or gets rejected at an interview, and he's all upset, maybe that job wasn't really ideal for him. How do you know it's bad? You could say it's suffering. He's suffering. That I can sympathize. I can't say it's bad. After Moshe asked that original question and got an answer, which is the story is greater than you think, since then we don't really have a right to say the word bad on events, but we have the right to try to bring merit and change the mazel, change the situation. One final thought on that theme. I was once asked to give a speech exactly this title, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People, and I asked my Rebbe, Reb Shmuel Meir Katz, how to approach preparing, regardless of what we alter the title to be, but on that theme, how to discuss the topic, and he smiled and said, well, why bad things happen to good people, if we could identify why things happen at all, that would be helpful. And in essence, what he was driving at was, why do things happen? Why did Hashem create the world? And if we could appreciate why the world was created with a sense of mission, then suddenly lots of challenging times suddenly make a degree of sense to us, even though Hashem's not obligated to make sense to us, but they start making sense. If we thought of this world as one big enjoyment party, and that's why things happen, so then it's confusing. But if things happen to make us greater human beings and to raise the level of our neshama, so then we're on to a direction that can make sense of what's going on. Getting back to the story, Rabbi Bar Chana illustrates this entire theme in such an uplifting and creative, you can almost smile at his story. He says, I found the place where heaven and earth meet. I put my basket there. I wanted to alter my mazel for the better. And it disappeared. And my tour guide told me, come back in the distant future. It's going to take time. By Avraham Avinu, it's We introduced him in Parshas Lech Lecha as a nefesh asher asu b'charon. He's changing the world, but he doesn't have children. And it's not until later that we finally get the promise, Parshas Vayera, that he's going to have a child. And that child emerges as indeed the person who's going to carry the legacy that Avraham started. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.